Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70.
So we have our next guest on. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Tony Mecca. I've been an animator for about 15 years now. I just got done actually doing one of the talks here called How to Break into the Feature Film Industry. So I've worked at a lot of studios. Highlights were I worked on X-Men Days of Future Past, Snow White and the Huntsman, Hotel Transylvania with Genndy Tartakovsky. Worked on at Blue Sky, so on like Rio 2 and Epic. And then worked in games for 5 years before that, and I'm currently at EA on their brand new kind of cinematics division.
Okay.
I did hear about you. My sister couldn't stop a little fangirling on the way here.
I believe that. I believe that. So, in addition to the talk, what brings you to the event?
Yeah, so I just think that's really cool. So we kind of moved to the Florida area because the feature film industry really has you moving around a lot. Mm-hmm. So I 1 year we had to do our taxes in, Connecticut, New York, Vancouver, L.A., and Florida and Chicago. And it was like, okay, this is great. but that's kind of the life of a feature film animator. And then coming to
You don't have to do state income taxes here.
That's the thing. Yeah, we're like, taxes are a lot easier, here. But we have family down here. My wife grew up in St. Petersburg, and I love St. Petersburg. And I was just coming to do the talk and check out, growing more things like this, getting a bigger presence in kind of this area. Because I think once Disney left here in the, from Orlando, a lot of that kind of left a little bit in Florida. And then now it seems like it's kind of coming back, which is really cool. So it's exciting to see all this, start to kind of come back, which is awesome.
Yeah. Couple of schools in Orlando that are actually starting to churn out talent.
Totally, yeah.
Neither of them early on and now they're both starting to turn out some talent. It makes sense that there's some attention back to
which
the area
great.
Again.
Yeah. And then I spent 2 years at Magic Leap at Fort Lauderdale. So they're the new kind of mixed reality company. Mm-hmm. So doing a lot with them, partnering with Imagineering and ILM X-Labs and Lucasfilm. They're partners with Weta as well, Peter Jackson's company that does The Hobbit and King Kong and all that. So worked a lot with them as well, kind of seeing what it's going to be like in 15 years, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So kind of just seeing what that tech is, evolving. And in about 15, 20 years, nobody's going to have a cell phone anymore. It's going to be, because the tech that's being developed right now behind closed doors is at least 10 to 15 years ahead of like an Oculus or a Vive.
Oh, yeah.
I put out an Oculus or a Vive and I'm like, this is so low res and so like archaic. There's a lot happening in the entertainment industry that is going to revolutionize a lot of stuff pretty soon. And there's a lot of money going into it, too, which is really exciting. Things are going to change pretty soon.
So why is it you have such a focus on the future? So like you're doing a talk, and you seem really passionate about it, but where does that come from?
I think it's just I was blessed to be able to work in so many different things. A lot of artists and animators, either just kind of get to work in games or just feature film.
Sure.
And then even in feature film, a lot of animators just essentially sometimes get pigeonholed in either working on like special effects type of films, like the Lord of the Rings, the Star Wars, things like
sure.
that. Then you have the other set, which just works on, like the Disney, Pixar, where it's the full CG animation.
Okay.
And they're splitting very much into two different disciplines right now. So I actually have different demo reels and stuff for if I'm going to VFX or if I'm going to full CG animation. And what's happening with this kind of new wave of technology is they're looking to get what is the next generation of movies, what is that going to be? Movies, they tried the whole 3D thing, it was all right, didn't quite stick 100%, but they really are now trying to find out what the next evolution is, because theater attendance is down right now than it has been, but it's really trying to evolve what the entertainment is going to be, and investing a lot of money in these AR and VR and MR companies, and just really trying to get the you know, being at the edge of that technology curve is something that I'm really interested in, and hopefully have a, you know, a grasp on that, because it's gotten to the point where technology can only take you so far, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And you need artistry inside of that. You really need to have that. And we've gotten to the point where, you know, engineering and rendering and graphics and all this have just really, really, really got there. And it's like, okay, cool. Now what can I do with this? Like, this is fun for 10 minutes, but now what?
Just because something looks cool doesn't make it engaging.
Exactly, yeah. So it can be fun, and you're like, oh, wow, this is great. You know, I had one of those kind of little, like, robot things. I forget the name of it, and then you play a little game with it and all that, and it was amazing. It was, like, mind-blowing. It had little expressions on it, and it was, like, 5 minutes long. And I was like, okay, now what? And they're like, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Well, imagine if you, like, involve more artists in this. The cool things that can happen, and that's what, you know, is happening right now, is getting into what this next generation of all this brand-new awesome technology and merging it with art, and that's why they're bringing in a lot more kind of animators and art that worked in games and features and VFX that kind of have all that to move in with.
And people who have experience with making engaging things and being able to take a cool concept and turn it into something that people want to watch or interact with, or things like that.
Totally, yeah. And interaction is becoming huge now. You know, as we all know, games are getting much more popular. And I mean, the game industry makes a lot more than the film industry does.
Yeah.
Like a ridiculous amount. So now it's, okay, how do you make a movie where you can sit at the table with the cast of characters, you know, and they can tell a story with you right there? How does that work? How do we get people inside the movie? You know, you look at amusement parks, you know, which is essentially, they put you inside the movie. How can you do that at home now and everywhere in the world? And that's where the billions of dollars are being spent right now, which is really cool.
Yeah, that, because there is a difference, because, like, games now, they're like movies in itself. Like, you'll have, like, 2 hours of, like, cut scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But then they're movies that you can control the direction of.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can make decisions that legitimately affect the outcome.
And it's, like, those are my favorite types of games. I like those, like, the Until Dawns, and, you know, I'm playing, like, Horizon Zero Dawn right now, and I love it, because I care about the character, too. It looks great, but I'm like, oh, I actually care about this character. But it's really trying to answer the question is, like, what would a movie be like if they actually acknowledge your presence? You know, what would happen if, you know, you're
not only did they break the fourth wall, but used it.
Oh, used it. Yeah, there is no walls. It's like the walls that they're using are the ones that are in your house.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Those are the walls.
Yeah.
So, you know, imagine, you know, having something where you want to fire up an experience of, like, a zombie game. They would literally, it would scan your house, and they would have, you know, going around your house. You know, imagine having an RTS where you can go hide your base somewhere upstairs, and then whoever you're playing with can go hide it in the basement, and you have to go around your house and try to find it and really see these things happening. So, yeah, these are the type of things that are in full swing right now. Yeah.
Why did I not think of that? I've got a HoloLens. Why am I not?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So HoloLens is great because it's kind of
building something like
step
that.
Step one.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's the whole gaming aspect of it like that, but then there's the whole, like, of course, then Hollywood gets involved and are like, oh, cool, yes, the games are going to be a lot of fun and engaging, but now how do we tell a story using this technology? How do you go home from work and throw your HoloLens or whatever it's going to be on, and instead of watching a rectangle, you know, can you sit at a table with a cast of characters and interact with them and progress the story that way?
Right.
Where they look at your eyes and they acknowledge your existence, and that's how you progress the story. You know, so there's a lot of that going on right now, and they need animators for that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't say.
Yeah. Man.
You mean they don't want to put an actor in a chair and make them do every frame both directions?
Yeah, that's a whole other thing, is doing that, like, procedural animation. And I have this whole thing where I think, you know, especially in real time in games, the animation you know, I'm playing, like, Horizon Zero Dawn, and I'm seeing, like, every blade of grass rendered. I'm seeing, like, mountains, and, you know, I'm playing other games, like a Crytek's new game, and I'm seeing, like, wow, there's the moon is casting shadows through, you know, and it looks gorgeous, and my graphics card's, like, all pissed off and running, you know, and I'm like, this is great.
Your
and
case is to, melting.
Yeah, case is melting, you know, and I'm looking at these visuals, and I'm like, this is unbelievable, and then a character comes up to you, and they're like, all right, I've got to tell you that thing, all right, let's go, and I'm like, okay. So things have evolved in every other discipline for the past 15 years, except really animation. So that's why they're kind of taking now these feature film animators and merging them with game animators and really trying to evolve that. So I'm kind of just highly involved in what that next evolution of real time, you know, animation is going to be in terms of, like, character performance stuff, which is
cool.
And
so long as we can get the professional voice actors back,
Yeah, once that happens, yeah. Yeah.
Phil Lamar, I'm looking at you. Yeah. You're running that group right now. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, being able to have the great voice acting and animation that's believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On top of the awesome technology mm-hmm. and the graphics that can melt a computer case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, you know, if you can get all of that together in one mm-hmm. environment, that's totally different storytelling
yeah,
than sitting on the couch with an Xbox
exactly.
controller.
Exactly. That's where it's magical, and that's kind of what like Pixar did, is they took this computer from ILM, you know, this thing called the Pixar computer, and they're like, well, now what? And they knew it was a success when, you know, John Lasseter, after they showed, it was like Seagraph 1 year or something, and John Lasseter said, there's one question that someone asked me that I know that this worked, that this technology pixel thing actually worked, is someone after I showed it, of course there was a lot of questions like, how did you get the lamp to move and the pixels and shaders and all that? And he said, someone asked him, is that the mama lamp or the daddy lamp? And he goes, right there is when I knew this is a viable storytelling mm-hmm. technique. Right there. You know, because essentially all we're doing is we're just making pixels on a TV blink. That's it.
Uh-huh.
You go into it, there's little light bulbs going like this. You have to get people to acknowledge that that exists. So that was kind of the last breakthrough we had, was using computer generation to actually convince people that something exists, even if it is fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the task that we're all tasked with right now, is, okay, we've been sitting on this for a while, you know. we kind of are experts at the whole special effects thing. We can put anything we want in a movie. What's the next generation?
And make it convincing and compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Now how do we use that to really tell a new type of story?
Exactly. And that's what I'm highly involved with right now, is how do we use that technology to take it to that next level? What's the next breakthrough?
Sure.
You know. And luckily, it's what has little bits have happened so far. People have embraced it a lot. There's been a lot of embrace, even with the early stages of how things are.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of embracement inside of that, which is really awesome.
I mean, to go back to the HoloLens, look at the excitement around a $3,500 mm-hmm. developer's prototype.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yep. Yeah. And it's still going, and it's still growing. You know, but you remember when like 3D TVs came out, they sold well for like a month.
An hour.
Then,
yeah.
But now all 4K TVs aren't even 3D anymore.
Yeah.
They just kind of ditched that. It was kind of like a niche thing. And 4K, that's cool, you know, but now they're like, what's next? Okay, we're adding HDR. We're doing these things. And now they're like, what's the next big breakthrough?
Gotcha.
You
know,
how do we take it out of your TV and put it here? So, which is exciting and scary.
Indeed.
And exciting.
Yes.
Being on that cutting edge, mm-hmm. that bleeding edge, not even just the cutting edge, is always a scary place to mm-hmm. be. As a software engineer, all of my projects tend to be on that edge, mm-hmm. which is always frightening mm-hmm.
yeah.
for you and your client.
Oh, yeah. Everyone involved. It's very, very, very
scary. Like, I don't know that I want to be where we are right now.
Yeah.
I think I want to back up 2 years mm-hmm. to be... to things that I understand.
Yeah. And the things you accidentally discover, too. You know, most of the time, it's a terrifying, like, we can never do that again. But sometimes something accidentally happens, and you're like, I have a script.
That is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I have a thing to go along with it.
Yeah, it's like, we're just pivoting. We're just completely taking this in another direction. Because if that accidental thing tweaked out the glass that reflected this, that did that, and you're like,
I know how to use this.
Yep.
I know how to use this.
Yeah. So a lot of the times that really happens.
It didn't work for the thing I was doing, but I know how to use this.
Something exciting more happened. After like 700 failures, you get the one accidental win, and you're like, yes, this is great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to come over and talk to us today. This was a really fun conversation,
awesome.
Especially for software people to talk animation. It's totally in all of our wheelhouse.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was awesome to be here.
Well, thanks, and have a good rest of your day.
Cool. You too. All right. See you guys later.
Bye.